Welcome to Authentic Energy, a podcast dedicated to getting to the bottom of what it means to be your true, authentic self at work. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Let's take this learning journey together as I meet with guests weekly. Whether you are a leader or individual contributor, a teacher or a nurse, we'll share conversations and stories that highlight meaningful connections, self-awareness, a sense of belonging, and all the components necessary to create a workplace where you can show up in your authentic energy. Welcome back to Authentic Energy. I'm Wendy Brand, your host. I've been focused a lot on culture lately with my consulting clients and created my Thrive Culture framework so that we can assess culture and determine where there may be opportunities for growth. But in this framework, it's mostly things that organizations need to do, right? You know, ensuring that roles and responsibilities are clearly defined, creating visible career and development pathways so that employees can set a vision for their future at your organization in the hopes of retaining them longer. But as you know, I believe that we always have to look inward first. So if you're going to create a culture where your employees can thrive, what are you doing to ensure that you are thriving? The last third of my corporate career, I spent in the talent strategy and leadership development space. One of the things that I was responsible for was understanding what leadership traits we wanted in our organization. And I helped the organization, actually two of them, define their top 10 leadership competencies that whether we were hiring or promoting someone into a leadership position, they should have these competencies. So I've spent some time researching and analyzing different leadership competencies. And in my coaching over the last year and a half, I've paid attention to what my clients are asking for help with, where they felt like they need leadership development. So I came up with my ACE leadership framework. Yes, I know, I'm a sucker for the acronym. It just makes it easier for me to remember things and I can use all the help I can get. But I created this framework to say, if you're a leader about to embark on a culture change, about to create a thrive culture, here are the three critical areas for you to pay attention to and to be in order to be successful in your own leadership style. So the ACE acronym stands for awareness, competency, and energy. The first step to being a good leader is to have self-awareness. That's embedded into one of the competencies that we'll discuss in this series, but I thought it was important to call out awareness separately and first, because that's really the prerequisite for everything that follows. Having self-awareness can benefit us, not just in the workplace, but with our relationships and throughout the many phases of our life and our career. So if A is for awareness, C is competency, which we're talking about today and over the next few Tuesday episodes. There are five competencies that have been pretty consistently important for leaders to be successful in the organizations that I've worked in, that clients are seeking development on. And so these five competencies that I've seen show up again and again are effective communications, emotional intelligence, influencing others, decision-making, and conflict resolution. Do those sound familiar to you guys? They're definitely hot topics, areas of opportunity, especially for emerging leaders, people moving into a manager role or from manager to senior manager, director role. After that, these should be non-negotiables. But for this sake, let's just talk about those five competencies as a baseline. And then E is energy. You know, we've been talking about that since the creation of this podcast, and I've spent some time talking about energy in detail in a few more recent episodes. So episode number 48, if you want to go back and listen, you don't have to do that right now, but just so you know, episode number 48 is our energy igniters and depleters. And then episode number 50 introduced you to the seven levels of energy. So if you haven't listened to either of those episodes, you may want to go back and listen, episode 48, episode 50, but it's not critical to having listened to it before this episode. So recapping, ACE leadership and the connection to thrive, having self-awareness, the competencies needed to be a good leader, and taking control of your energy puts you on the path to success and ready to tackle the culture work ahead of you. So let's start with one of the most common and seemingly simplistic competencies, communication. Communication can take many forms: a casual conversation with a coworker, a strategic planning session with your team, a presentation to the board, or emails back and forth with clients. And just as much as communication is words, spoken or written, communication is also something felt. Think about it. We feel the energy of the message, and we're impacted temporarily or permanently by this energy. Whether the communication is given or received, our energy may or may not shift as a result. So we may be inspired to take action, or we may become angry or upset. We may retreat, or we may stay where we are and continue on our existing path. And communication is built on a foundation of emotional intelligence. In other words, you cannot communicate effectively with others until you can assess and understand your own feelings. So kind of going back to awareness as a prerequisite. Think of how powerful communication can be in driving engagement and productivity. We've all had managers or leaders that have been amazing at it, and those that have been not so great. And honestly, a lot of times, it's based on the types of communication we need or prefer as the receiver. I know for me, my communication style has not always resonated with all of the members of a team that I've led, but for some, it was inspiring and engaging. But imagine how powerful it would be to fully engage your organization in its mission and to motivate individuals to take a path towards success, and what opportunities might emerge for everyone to continually learn, grow, and achieve, all as a result of a highly conscious communicating leader. Conversations take place at all levels of energy, each word, depending upon how it's said, along with everything that is not said, will impact a leader's ability to engage their audience. When an audience is engaged, it's possible to shift collective energy and inspire. So the energy behind a message and the core thoughts which drive what is said are felt by the recipient. About 16 years ago, as an example, I had just started at a tech company that was growing like crazy. I came in the pretty early stages of it. The CEO of that company, though, was the best communicator I've ever witnessed in an organization. He wasn't extremely formal in his presentation style. He definitely had a bit of ADD and struggled to stay on topic sometimes, but his energy was 100% authentic. We went through some highs and lows during the time that he was in role. There were times that I felt like leaving the company because the market was crashing and I was afraid I might lose my job. Or at one point, I'd been moved under a manager that knew nothing about my area of expertise, and so I felt like I was stagnant and no longer growing. But at the end of the day, the reason I stayed during his entire tenure was because of the way he communicated, honestly. He held quarterly town halls, and everything about his messaging was so inspiring. He was transparent, and his excitement was palpable. I believed so strongly in the mission of the organization, I was 100% bought in. And those are the leaders you stick with even when things get tough. So how can you create a style that's authentic to you and engaging to your team? A few things to be aware of is to be clear and concise. Even though this CEO, in my example, wasn't always concise, he was very clear on our mission and vision and always tied everything back to that. Practice active listening, which we'll talk about in a minute. And be aware of your energy, because how you show up comes across in your communication. As a leader, you may have many different people that you communicate with on a regular basis, and everyone, including you, bring their energy to each interaction, influencing outcomes. So as you develop your communication style, it's so important to be aware of your energy and others' energy. So armed with this awareness, you can then choose to shift your energy and tailor your message in a way that may also shift the energy of your audience. So let's talk about listening. Listening is the most important and most overlooked aspect of communication. It's through listening that we learn, grow, and connect with others. Listening enables you to shift your energy and may even motivate others. It's ironic that while listening is so important, few people truly do it, and even fewer do it well. I mean, think about it. I'm sure that you've had experiences where you've been talking to someone, whether it's a boss or a colleague or a friend, and they're nodding their head like they're listening, but their response demonstrates they actually had not been listening at all. And then I'm sure you've been in conversations where someone is so engaged and enthralled in what you're saying, it's the best feeling. So you can be a powerful force by learning to listen. So you can be a powerful force by just learning to listen. Listening to others helps us understand their perspective, their concerns, their ideas, and their needs. When a leader listens in a highly conscious way, they seek to understand, and they listen with that beginner's mind, with an open heart. Judgment is suspended, filters are lifted, ego is removed, and the leader is present only in that moment. The leader is excited about what they are able to learn and know. Just by listening, they are operating at their highest level of energy and creating success and opportunity for all involved. So if you have listened to the Energy Levels episode, think levels 5 and 6. Another part of listening is learning to listen to yourself. This may sound weird, but it's listening to your true self. It brings a level of awareness, again, back to that awareness, that enables you to open your mind to opportunities you never thought possible. By listening to your true self, you can separate that voice from those inner blocks. Remember, we talked about in another episode, things that block your energy, stories you tell yourself, it can't be done or you're not good enough. Forget about listening to that voice and listen to your true self. Having someone really listen to what you're saying is a profound experience. It's in these moments of true listening where rapport is built, where trust is established, buy-in is gained, conflict is resolved, and real potential for success is created. So let's talk through 3 different types of listening: subjective listening, objective listening, and intuitive listening. And I'm going to just have a side note here, because if you hear some banging, there is a bird that thinks that it can fly through this window next to me, and it keeps tapping on it and trying to fly through. So please disregard. Okay, so let's talk about subjective listening. Subjective listening is based on the agenda or needs of the listener. Whatever is said is heard through the experience of the listener and how it relates to the listener. It rarely satisfies the person who is speaking. Everyday listening is usually subjective. As an example, if a colleague says to you, "I'm really upset about our lack of profits," a subjective response would be, "Yeah, I worked really hard on all those projections." That statement is all about the listener. It's not about your colleague being concerned about profits. With objective listening, the listener is completely focused on the person who's speaking. There are no thoughts about how any of the information relates personally to the listener. This level is very effective, but still does not get to the heart of what the speaker is thinking or feeling. Still, listening at this level will dramatically improve the flow of communication and rapport between the speaker and the listener. With objective listening, your colleague says, "I'm really upset about our lack of profits." And the objective response is, "Seems like you're very disappointed with the new numbers." So you're recognizing what they said. But finally, with intuitive listening, the listener hears all sensory components and holistically and intuitively connects to the speaker's real message. The listener is paying attention to not only what the speaker is saying, but also to the speaker's volume, tone of voice, body language, feelings, etc., understanding that people reveal themselves through all forms of communication. And finally, the listener is also paying attention to what's not being said. Intuitive listening is hearing between the lines and tuning into the energy behind what is really being expressed. With this knowledge and awareness, the leader is able to connect with the speaker, engage with them, shift energy, and inspire, making this the most powerful form of listening. So, the intuitive listening, again, your colleague says, "I'm really upset about our lack of profits." The intuitive response, "Not only don't the profits reflect your effort, but it seems like you're feeling very stressed over this. How can I support you as you figure this out?" That is an intuitive listening response. So in our lives, we will listen at all three levels. It's inevitable. We're only human. But by becoming more aware of our level of listening, we can take steps to move to the deepest level of listening. So that, my friends, is inspiring communication and intuitive listening. Be clear and concise. Practice active listening and be aware of your energy. Good communicators can be great leaders and especially great friends. So communication was our leadership competency this week, but join me next Tuesday for the next leadership competency, emotional intelligence. It's going to be a good one. Thank you so much for listening. If you know someone that would benefit from this episode, please share it with a friend or go on your platform of choice and rate the show. Your feedback helps me reach more people, which is the ultimate goal. Thanks so much and have a great week.